Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin and to make sure we have representation for all ages, what is the year of your birth?
65.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
14.
That would be high school?
No, 2 years college.
Oh, 2 years of college. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case? Yeah, around 10 minutes, depending on your answers.
10 minutes? Wow, you ain't got a shorter survey?
I'm sorry?
You don't have a shorter survey?
We don't right now.
Okay, I'll try to get through it. Go ahead. The faster you go, the faster I'm going to go.
Thank you. So what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American? Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people,
yes.
Are you not registered?
As
you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming elections for November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
30.
Vote? Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from
Very.
0 to 10?
Very.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10. 0 means? Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a little power.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 from the list. Is it voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, cost of living and inflation, abortion?
Number one.
Voting rights and democracy?
Yes.
The next ones are immigration, healthcare, climate change, the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Healthcare.
Which one?
Healthcare.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you have never heard of them or don't know the people or groups, just let me know. The first one is Democrats in Congress.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, with the election for president, the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump? If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or... Thank you. Would you say your life was better under President Biden or better under President Trump or about the same under both presidents?
Biden.
Much better under Biden or just somewhat?
Much better under Biden.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Protects abortion rights.
It'll make no difference.
Makes no difference. Fight racism and discrimination.
Say what now?
Fight racism and discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah.
And would you be more, much more likely to support it? Somewhat more likely to support it?
I would be more likely.
More like, much more or just somewhat?
Much more likely, much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is effective and gets things done.
Likely, more likely.
Much Most more likely. Or just somewhat?
Much okay. more likely.
It's too woke.
Excuse me?
It is too woke.
I don't understand. It is too woke?
Yes.
Repeat that again, please.
Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress if he is too woke?
If he is too woke? W-O-K-E?
Yes, correct.
I don't understand your question. Would I be voting for someone in Congress if he is too woke? W-O-K-E?
Yes, correct.
I ain't nobody too woke.
So would you say it's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Somewhat less likely. Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next one is wants to build black wealth.
Most likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more
much
affordable.
More likely.
Is honest and ethical.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, grows the economy.
10.
Puts people over politics.
10.
Looks out for people like me.
10.
Defends democracy.
10.
Wants to build black wealth.
10.
Secures the border.
10.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number from between 0 and 10. The first one is, as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in affordable loans for small businesses. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed it. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 in cash relief check. And as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel...
Hey, we're getting pretty close to that 10 minutes, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we're really close. We're at 67%.
Okay, let's go. Let's roll then. We just 67%.
Yes.
Well, you better go ahead, baby, because we're about 8.5 minutes in. Go ahead.
Thank you. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one is brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, lowered the cost of prescription drugs, and capping insulin costs at $35.
The cost of prescription drugs.
invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship.
The eliminated, law and prescription drugs.
Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested $12 billion.
Eliminated cheaper drugs.
The ownership and entrepreneurship?
No, the cheaper prescription drugs.
Oh, yes. Lower the cost of prescription drugs?
Yes, yes.
Yes, we need two more.
Okay, two more?
Yeah.
I'll take the one with the student loans and what did you say?
We have invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, cut credit card late fees from $32 to
Credit card late fees, that's it.
Thank you. And we have invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing and sent out $1,400 in cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Are you happy with your choices?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided?
Democratic.
Thank you. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap, or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Number two.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. And as a working as a representative for in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress's election, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering it for us.
Ian.
Thank you. The next one is, gun violence is out of control in America. And the Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
Five.
Thank you. The next one is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass. Thank you. The next one is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, we just have a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are? Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please. Thank you. And sometimes in survey like this one, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. Once again, for the final time, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today,
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes
How many more you got? Wait a minute. How many more you got?
Yes, we
I'm trying to do this. Go ahead. I thought we were going to be finished, but go ahead.
Yes,
I know it's hard
you.
To get somebody to do it, and I'm trying to do it, so let's go ahead.
Thank you very much for your patience,
you're
sir. Now, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them well somewhat, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Wants to build black wealth.
10.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10. And it's the same answer. I already answered these questions. 10.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Finally, the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 125 or 30,000.
Thank you very much. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month?
Twice a week.
Thank you. More than once a week then?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well. Good luck on your next one.
Thank you.